Good evening, everyone. Hello, and give Andreas Tille a warm welcome for his packaging buff of the R Science package here at DevConf 18 in Shu.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for coming. Well, formerly I had the Debian Meet Buff and the Debian Science Buff, which are teams which have a lot of applications written in a lot of different languages, and now I'm talking about something which is based only on one technology, the R statistics program, and we have since a long time several R packages inside Debian, but we have recently founded a team which uses a common repository on Salsa and uses a common mailing list to discuss common problems. I'd like to introduce this team, and I would like to show you some of the work the team has done to make R packaging really easy. So regarding the team, we have here is kind of statistics about people uploading R packages. This is basically Dirk Edelbüttel is the main R packager who has done R since, obviously, since 2000 and has a lot of packages. He does not want to be member of the team for whatever reasons. And the other people like me and Sebastian, Dylan and Graham and so consider themselves members of the team and have uploaded a lot of packages. Well, it looks quite impressive, this graph, what I did, but it is more or less everything auto-generated. So this is just firing up a program, check that everything went right, and sign the package and upload, because it became very easy to build R packages. And we needed to do it because of a transition, so we need to touch every package, and that's the reason of this really high upload for this year in 2018. So this is about the people who are discussing. As I said, we created the team in 2018, so we have no statistics about the years before. Maybe I'm a little bit chatty, but I've just contributed a little bit to the technique we are using and explained it a little bit. And here you see the active posters on the mailing list, and you are kindly invited to join this list if you are interested in R packaging. This is a developer mailing list which has even less contributors, so forget the last ones, which might be spam, but there are the people who are contributing to the development of packages. This is also the FTP master, so there is some technical discussion here going on. So if you want to contribute, it's better to use the user mailing list, which is called debian-r@list.debian.org. This is it, statistics about the people who are fixing bugs in R packages. So every package can have a bug. And so you also see the history of Dirk Edelbüttel and the other people also to fix bugs, which is in part you have a test suite for a package, and for some reason it fails because it might need new dependencies which are not included or not yet packaged, and then we try to fix bugs in the R packages. In general, I need to say that the R code itself is quite good tested from the CRUN team. So usually you find here real packaging bugs which we fix, and the R code is quite of a high quality. These are the contributions to the Git repository of the R team. My high level of contribution is directly connected to the uploads I did, because every upload has maybe 5 commits, and if you multiply the number of my uploads, it reflects this high number. It's, as I said, it's basically auto-generated, so don't be afraid that you need to do so much work. It's not something you should be very astonished about. So from my work in the Debian Mate team, I found some team definition which is not true in all teams, but I like to promote it anyway, because I had the experience that when I had a problem in the middle of the night, Saturday night, and wrote to the mailing list of Debian Mate and went to sleep, and I opened my laptop and the next morning, somebody else had really solved the problem. And this is my dream, and this is the good thing in Debian, that the people are usually very helpful, very kind, and very competent, and can solve problems you have and you have a hard time to deal with. And so for me, a team is if you wake up in the morning and realize that somebody else has solved your problem from yesterday. So what about the R packaging? Recently, we switched from CDBS to Deb Helper. Who is familiar with Debian packaging? Please raise your hand. You are, I know. You are probably as well. You are too shy or don't know. So we have some technique. Thank you. We have some technique to build Debian packages, which is basically in the easiest case, a package can be built with just using a template and it works. And our packages are usually that kind of easy packages. So we use Deb Helper and everything works out of the box. It provides a quite comfortable interface. And the good thing about the DHR helper is that it generates dependencies of packages automatically. So you don't need to care about dependent packages. Since the R package usually have a description file and it includes all the information you need for the packaging, and DHR is reading it and creates a working control file. We have also an automatic testing, which is something it's called AutoPKG test, which usually needs to be manually written, and you can write some kind of sophisticated tests. But for the very basic thing in R, it's just firing up R, loading the module, check if everything is okay, and this can be done for every R package, and the Deb Helper is doing it for every R package. So this program is done. For some packages, we have more manually written tests. And if we have these tests and inside the tests some other dependencies are needed, they are added automatically to the recommendations of the package. So a user who installs the R package can immediately also run the tests, which I think is quite a good thing, because he can on one hand test and on the other hand he has a working example for what the package should do. So the user is finally enabled to follow what we use to test for the package. We have two very, very useful helpers. For instance, one is DHMakeR, which is used to create a new package. So a package which is not existing in Debian, then you go to the CRAN mirror. CRAN is a central R archive. And with DHR, you can create this package with one call. And there is also DHUpdateR if there is a new version of the R module. And you have new dependencies also. DHUpdateR is reading the meta information of the R package and updates the control file automatically for you. So everything is automatic. So I cared for DHMakeR and DHUpdateR, and then these scripts are doing the work for me. If somebody knows an R package which is not yet in Debian, I do a live demo and will finalize the package with some manual editing of the copyright file and maybe adjusting the description formatting. So, everything else is done automatically. This DHMakeR creates a Debian directory, which is really nearly ready. And this is specifically interesting, if the not existing R package needs further dependencies, they are also created. So you recently some colleagues of mine asked me, can you package this R packages? And I needed to have 22 R packages because all of the dependencies, and I finished this in one working day, including the writing the ITP. I usually in the Debian package, you write an intent to package bug to say, hello, my friends, my developer friends, I want to do this. And I prepared also something to get all the information also from my packaging in some text. So, it was not a stressful day. It was a kind of boring work to upload all these automatically generated stuff. But, it's one of my record, 22 packages per day. It's not usual, but since all this stuff is existing, I was able to do this. I have also a script which I call routine update. I'm running this if a new upstream version is available. And I can show this because I have written also a script. Here is, thank you. Here is some text file which is auto-generated twice per day, and which lists all the R packages which are outdated. We have one column which version. This is the version inside Debian, and one column upstream. This is what upstream has. And for instance, we see that Arkran DB Blur, but whatever how it's pronounced, is not up to date. And so I say, wait a moment, routine update, and I can continue with my talk, and then we check what happened. So, and I've got a hint that there is another talk here at the Debian conference about auto package. It's something like this, but this is really simple. I'm keen on hearing this talk. Maybe I can enhance something. This script calls uscan. Uscan is a program which goes to the URL which is specified in the Debian watch file and checks if there are new updates or not. And it downloads the upstream version, and the routine update script then injects a new version into Git, do some other updates, like for instance we have changed the infrastructure from Elliot to Salsa. This is checked here, and maybe there's new standards version and new developer version. Everything's updated. And then the DH update R script is called, which I mentioned before, to check if there are new dependencies. And in case you want to fix some bug in some R package, and there is no new upstream version, you need to add the -4 option, then it will also work. But otherwise, if there is no upstream version, it stops because there is no routine update to do. Let's check. Oh, it's currently building. So it has now downloaded the new upstream version and it's building the package. We can continue here. And as I said, the packaging is automatically created. And now you need to file a bug report, and it's some text form you need to fill in. But in principle, the information that is needed for this bug is all in the packaging. And so if you call this ITP from Debian dir, you get a text and you can copy this in your mail program and don't need to fill in everything manually. So this is this link is a little bit small. I have a link to this PDF, and then you can click on this link. This is where I'm watching the new upstream versions. This is updated twice a day, so I'm quite behind upstream, because it was one criticism of Dirk Edelbüttel was that the Debian R team is not able to cope up with upstream. Well, for me, it's rather I just learned in the talk from the DPL that it's I'm the person who has the largest amount of packets uploaded. I was not aware that that's really that much, but I care about a lot of stuff. So the R packages have not really first priority over others. But with this technique, I check this text file in the morning, see, there's some new upstream, I fire up routine upstream, do something else, and once this is ready, I upload, and so it's nearly no work anymore to update the packages. The script is created by some call to UDD. UDD is the ultimate Debian database, which contains a lot of information, and specifically for this case, the information about new upstream versions. And so if I see that something happened, I check and look for new updates. So the package is now built. It says that there's some documentation not in user share doc where it should be. Yes, it is some lintian information. Maybe I should care at some point in time, but I do not do it because our users usually know where they can find their documentation, so it's not really relevant. I check what was changed by git log. So we had changes here. This is how I checked it out from the Git repository in Salsa. The new upstream version was included. Then it got the new standards version. It was probably formerly 4.3 or so. I don't know, I can check the diff. And finally, I uploaded to unstable, or I have a changelog entry and upload to unstable. So nothing really happened with this package. And then I can say git push it to the Debian mirror and upload the Debian package, and it's done. I can even upload now, and then you see, even if I was talking, I was able to do an upload because nothing else happened. I do push here. This is a more complicated process now. I push also the text. I find the package in the build area, and it's this one. I usually check the changes, the source file. You also see here, these are the changes of the package. The new upstream version, standard version is this, and I sign and upload the package. This is now signed and uploaded, and my next task would be this one. If I want to continue, these four packages can't be updated because we are lacking some new dependencies of the packages, which are in the new queue. They are uploaded to the new queue, but we need to wait for the FTP master. So you see, even if I'm talking, I can update an R package. This is very brain dead easy. If you have solved your task to find a new package, new R package, you can tell me which package is not yet in Debian, I just do it. No, not yet. So if there is anybody who knows some R package which is not in Debian, please let me know.
Profit.
Which one?
Profit.
Okay.
Checking. I'm not sure it's on Crumb.
We just check. So.
But I believe you.
Yeah, we'll see. If not, we can try. In Debian R, we have the scripts. So it's called prepare missing CRUN package. So prepare missing CRUN package, and it's, you say profit. Let's see. I think the last line is missing somehow. And I keep on talking and maybe it's doing something. So we have some open issue because this in Debian you can't, you are not allowed to add binary blobs into a package, and usually JavaScript, which is compressed, is considered not editable. So some R packages contain JavaScript. We usually it's jQuery also, and then we remove it and link to the JavaScript package. But recently they found that even the HTML documentation contains some JavaScript blobs which are not editable. I created a script which just removes this HTML file.
You should oppose this. It's
okay.
Stupid.
Yes, it's a different field. But to make me able to upload the package, I can't do it with a Lynchian arrow. I agree with you.
I can ignore it.
Yeah. But my question is, the documentation is auto-generated, right? We can auto-generate it afterwards. But I have not written a single line of R code. I don't know how it is done. If we remove the doc, how to recreate this HTML doc? When then we put it in the helper, in this DHR helper, and then it will be recreated. This would be perfect. Do you have some idea how it is done? No. Maybe we find out. This is the only open issue I see in the dev helper, that we remove some docs and we could recreate because it's auto-generated. So we can do it as well, but I have no idea how. So let's have a look how if Prophet was packaged or not.
It's not packaged.
It's not packaged. Prophet?
Prophet.
Prophet.
P-R-O-P-H-E-T.
That way, Prophet. P R O P H E T. Yeah, something is. If the package does not exist, it says Prophet was neither found on C Run or Bioconductor. It's also checking on Bioconductor. And maybe it's doing something now. Are there some questions? Meanwhile? Yeah, please use the mic.
So, the CRAN. Source code quality is known to be extremely high. I know comparing the CTAN to the CRAN, the one reason why CRAN is so strict is because you can actually install everything on every. So yes. That's nice. That means, you have automatized already everything. Why don't you automatize everything and run it automatically, upload every new package, everything? Yeah. The only thing is signing. You get adaptive if you have an update, you get a new package, and you just, once a day or whatever, whenever you sign the stuff.
Well, there was an effort to do this automatically. I think it stopped. It was run by I have a bad memory for names, but there was an effort which was packaging everything. But the only thing what they can't do is creating the final Debian copyright file, because there might be some code. So the copyright file needs to be manually audited, and then it needs to be processed via new and FTP master. This is a blocking. I have 40 packages in the new queue. So if you want to really, so I'm packaging at request. If there is some need, either by the packages themselves needing new dependencies, then it will be packaged, or somebody says, please package, then I do it. And I think
well, in general, this is a wider problem of Debian, that the middle layer, dealing with the middle layer problems is not solved at all. Mm. We have R, you can install every R package directly from CRAN without.
Yes.
And I did this because I needed some packages and dependencies on all this. And you always come into the hell that some packages there and update. Mm. And the same is with JavaScript, the same is with Java, the same is with Ruby, all these kinds. And this, in this sense, you are right much further away from, or much better, in a much better situation than many other of the middleware stuff, languages. But still, I mean, this is something you can solve, but Debian, actually, I would wish to see more support.
Well, actually, there was a question, not only once, should we do R packages at all? Because this is a valid question. But my answer to this is you have different user applications that depend from R packages. And to package these user applications, you need the package. And this is kind of a network which is, so the answer for me is to serve our users right, it's necessary. So now it's this has some packages. You can find the repository here. I'll show you. I have the package is created in a subdirectory which is called CRUN Prospective, just the name I used, and there you find other packages. I did this way before. You see, Arcran Profit. Well, it was stupid. It does not exist, but Arcran Profit was packaged, and it obviously needed an extra package, extra distro, yes? And you see the Debian directory is created. It has even a test, an auto-PKG test. It has a changelog file. For the changelog file, you need to find an ITP bug. You need to file it manually.
It's also something we can get rid of, actually, I hope, right?
Yes, but I mean, for this amount is asking for it.
Yeah, yes, I know, but it's still stupid. For this amount of packages, why would you...
I agree, but this way, to get rid of the boring work, I had this ITP thingy here. So you get all the information. You just copy this one into your email program. And then you are ready. With the exception of this, you need to fix the formatting here. But everything is done for the dependency and the same for Arcran Profit. So this is basically what's done here. You have also the copyright file. The license is filled in. Here's one fix me, because I have no chance to find out when the copyright starts. To be honest, I invent this year because it's hard to know when they started. I look at the changelog. If it's one point something, I say it started 2012 to 2018, whatever. Nobody really cares. And this is all you need to do. You have a rules file, which looks like this. This is a very simple rules file. If maybe some permissions need to be fixed manually with an override, but this is basically done. You can go on and git build package. You start with git build package here. And it starts building. So some formatting, some year when the copyright starts, and then you are done. So this is what I wanted to present here. Yeah, for the copy, we don't need anything. So I have this presentation is online. And if you seek for Andreas Thiele talks, you will find it easily. I forgot to put the link. You don't need to take a photo of this one. I should have put it on the beginning where we can put the discussing, but there is this document is empty now. Seek for Andreas Thiele talks and you find my talk page and there you can download this. So any questions?
Did you check what changed between the standards version before you uploaded?
Yes. The script updates to the latest standards version. Well, for the R packages, it matches the standard version.
The standard version says something about the Debian policy. So
yeah. Can you please?
So the Debian policy sometimes change.
Yes.
So there might be also changes that that might concern your packages. So if you just upload without checking the what's changed between the standards version, you might corrupt other person's machines, maybe?
Well, it's so far for the theory, but the R package install all in one directory, and if one package is wrong, then all packages are wrong. So Lintian is checking the policy, and Lintian is, I check Lintian, always. And I don't upload a package with a Lintian error, and I very, very rarely upload with a Lintian warning. So some Lintian issues remain, but I'm quite strict. So I just increase the policy. I use actually a CME. The Perl team has this config model editor, and CME is included in this DH update R. And so it's quite safe to blindly update. It's just a theory. It's true, but it's not a practical case.
The Intel MQL library was recently uploaded and finally entered Debian. What is the status with R support for the plus?
I don't know.
Okay.
Can't comment on this. So we just check. It's building now the dependency. So it will build, and then if you are interested, I can really upload this.
No, I use it. But
yeah,
you don't need to upload.
Yeah, so and finally, somebody might be happy or not. But as I said, I'm packaging our packages at request. So this was not a honest request, so I don't upload it. But if it's honest, then
It's an honest request. It's a good package about prediction. I mean, ARIMA models and all this kind of stuff, prediction from data. So it's a good package.
So
developed by Facebook originally.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Then we fill up the new queue with two other R packages. So.
Did you think about just running your superscript on all the packages of CRAN?
No, because I have some other things to do.
But wouldn't that be that's the whole point. I mean, it would be nice if all the packages are in Debian.
Well, why do you want to run my script and do this, what you are asking me? Yeah, feel free. I would be really happy. I have not written this script to do all the work, but to make others a very smooth entrance to do this work themselves. This was the point of the script. Yeah, but I agree, but there was this automatically generated Debian packaging stuff, which is perfectly possible in theory to do this, but I think there were some problems. It was stopped overnight, but it's not my personal interest to have everything of R, but I have the interest to support my target audience, which is medicine and so, with all R packages they need. This is Bioconductor, these are some R packages and all its dependencies. And it's kind of a dependency tree, and I simply volunteered to care for all other packages that are in Debian Science and so, because somebody needs to do this. But I cannot promise that I keep on doing this all myself, because it's so easy. Everybody can do it. So why should I do this? As long as it's very easy, I can do this, but yeah. It would be very welcome if somebody else would join this. Anybody else? Yeah, sure.
I had a very similar problem back, 12 years ago when I started packaging TechLive and all the CTAN packages. Mm-hmm. And there was the general opinion on the Debian developers mailing list and all this kind. I should not package each single package, they would just reject it because there are too many new packages. it seems this has changed, right? I mean, because nobody complains that you're uploading 4,000 packages, right?
Well, nobody really complains. Well, the only valid complaint would be FTP master, but because they reject. They didn't complain, but they are, I'd say, not super motivated to do it right now. But to, I need to say, well, I do not want to blame the FTP master. If I told them, I need this R package to fix this RC bug or so, they are super fast and they're doing it in 50 minutes. But if it's a random R package, I have no motivation for them to do this. It's in the queue. As fast as the queue is processed, that's fair. But I, if you go to IRC and ask FTP master, please, for this reason, I need this package, they are super fast. So the, and this is what's relevant, right? Yeah. And as I said, other people say, well, it's a question if it makes sense to package so many R packages because you can also install it from R. But every user who uses a package has this in its own home directory. And it's, if this makes sense, it depends.
Multi-user systems, real multi-user systems are rare nowadays.
Well, I don't know what's the definition of real user system.
What an one active human user on the system.
Well, I've seen it where it makes a difference if every user installs everything or if it's installed for the system. So, okay. If there are no further questions, we don't need to. Oh, yeah. You're welcome. Please take the mic.
I find that this one.
Ah, okay.
Is this easy?
Prophet, yes, it is what we just did now. It's the prophet is the one he asked for. This is the one. But thanks for doing this. So I will, okay, two users were asking for Akran Prophet, and I will upload it. And so that's fine. So we can stop here now. Or do we have a question about R packaging?
Yes, but like,
then take the mic.
Well, not so specific. Mm-hmm. So I think I will come to you back when we talk face to face.
Okay.
Maybe like, you know, at dinner.
But don't be shy at first. And then my second answer is I will go swimming now and we'll be late at dinner, but I'm here the whole week.
Awesome. So let's go swimming together.
Yes, fine. Sure. Let's go swimming together. But I'm swimming so I'm quite concentrated and I'm quite fast. I'm a trained swimmer. So you will not be able to follow me and talk while swimming.
We can meet in the middle. We can meet in the middle.
But okay.
I've been training.
So okay. So fun. That's fine. So let's stop here and have fun in swimming. Okay. Thank you very much.